The beginning of season two of the 2019 A&M Consolidated Tiger football season starts tonight as the march to the District 10-5A Division II title begins at Bauer Stadium in Huntsville against last year's district champs, the Huntsville Hornets. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Green, and thank you for joining us for our weekly pregame visit with head football coach and athletic director of your A&M Consolidated Tigers. The Tigers had a good showing last week to stay undefeated, Coach, but by beating the Raiders of Leander Rouse 42-3. Coach, while the score was a bit lopsided, I'm sure there were some areas of the game that you weren't pleased with. Early on, it appeared that Rouse was having some success stopping the Tiger running attack.
Well, to be honest with you, you know, the one thing I told the media after the game, we got the win. That's the most important thing. We ended up 3-0 in pre-district, but I was not impressed with our offense, you know. And a lot of that, some people can say, well, you know, we had Devin Price out, and then we had to move Brian Darby out to receiver and things like that. But it doesn't matter. We just didn't do some things up front, communicating and doing those type things. But what I'm proud of our kids, they took the blame, and they said, yeah, we didn't play very well on offense. We got to get better at that. And so, you know, those are things we got to work on. But come away with the W, that's the main thing.
Well, as you mentioned, it looked like Darby was struggling, and it looked like they were keying on him in the backfield. But talk a little bit about Jalen Walker. What a great game he had, not to mention what a great game Darby had after you moved him out to wide receiver.
Well, what I was pleased with Jalen was how he hit the hole quick, you know, and hit it downhill and did some great things. And, you know, Darby made some unbelievable catches out there at receiver. The first touchdown he made, it was probably a pass we shouldn't have thrown in there. And but he went up, made a great catch, getting the end zone. And so, you know, those are things. What's great about it is the fact that when you got guys that – you know, have to move around different places. You can put guys there and still have that capability of doing some things. But, you know, we've got to get better on our offense to where we come out early on jumping on people and doing that. And our test is going to be on Friday night.
Well, as we mentioned on the radio, it seems that you've got a racehorses, or you've got a stall of racehorses in the barn just waiting for their chance to run. And Friday night was indicative of that with you bringing in Jalen Walker. And then you've got other backs that are ready to step in as well.
Well, we tell guys all the time, you never know. It doesn't matter if you're second or third guys on our list. You never know when you're going to have to jump in there and be ready to go. And I was proud how Jalen came in, did a great job. And, you know, we've got different injuries that we've dealt with all year long. And like I tell them, that's the adversity that we deal with. And you got to be ready to go in and play. And we just got to get better each and every week.
Well, speaking of getting better each and every week, you had to be a little frustrated from the sideline, much like the fans were. Heard a little hissing here and there about the number of penalties that you guys had, 9 penalties for 90 yards. Talk a little bit about maybe the mental breakdown there.
Well, the thing is, you know, it's one of those things. I'm not going to sit there and you know, badmouth officials and do things, because during the game when it's going full speed, they see what they can see and they go with it. But like we tell our guys, we got to overcome that, because what was tough was some of them were big plays for us, and then we get brought back and doing things like that. But biggest thing is just working up front, doing the things that we got to do, make sure we're not holding, jumping off sides. You know, a couple of calls were legit calls that we've got to get better at. And one thing we were talking to our defensive line about, there was a couple times when they had the, you know, third and short and things like that, and they were doing hand claps and we were getting jumped off sides. And we've got to make sure we're focused, watching the ball and the snap, doing those type things, making sure when we're on special teams we're not blocking in the back, we're not doing things like that, to make sure we can continue to move forward.
Well, you went undefeated in what we like to refer to as season one, which is the preseason, went 3-0. Talk a little bit about offense. Talk a little bit about where you think the offense is right now. I know you want to get better week to week, specifically Gage Paul, communication with the wide receivers, the running backs, the skilled positions. Where do you think Gage is at this point, and what are you looking for week to week, and how has he progressed?
Well, I think the big thing is when you look at our stats on offense, we're a very balanced team. We're balanced in the run. We're balanced in the pass, and I've always said that's what I want to be. I want to be a team that, you know, if they're going to put 6 in the box, we got to be able to throw the football. If they're going to put 5 in the box, we got to run the ball. And those are things I think we've done a good job of. And, you know, Gage has done a pretty good job communicating up front, different fronts that we see in the blocking assignment. But, you know, one thing, and I've talked to Gage about, is being poised in the backfield. Sometimes when they're bringing blitzes, you got to know when those blitzes are coming, when you got to get the ball out quick, or where they're coming from on the blitz and those type things. So it's different things that we can work on each and every week. But, you know, so far he's doing a good job. That he's only thrown one interception in the 3 games, and that one was as he was getting hit on a blitz and, you know, tossing it up in the air and doing stuff like that. But, you know, overall it's pretty good. But like any quarterback will tell you, we got a lot of things to work on. You're never going to be perfect in what you're doing.
Well, defensively, my goodness, what a game Eric Goodman had with the interception and the TD. Talk a little bit about Eric. Where did he come from? I mean, I don't think that we've called his name all year. He showed up big in week three. And then also talk about how that sparked the defense.
Well, what I like about Eric, you know, he's a guy that's played DM, played defense tackles, moved around, and that was a screen that they put in. And we work it all week long about screens. You know, when linemen aren't touching you, that means that they're going up the field to screen. And he backed up, and, you know, to get a pick like that when it's kind of – the guy wasn't just really floating the ball. He was trying to throw it to him quick, and he was able to get that pick. And I like how he took it to the house, you know. And anytime you get a turnover like that and get a touchdown, that gets the momentum going. And, you know, like I always tell you, you win a lot of games on offense, but you win champions on defense. And I was plowed away, you know, Goodman played this week.
Well, finally, it seems like we would be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about Colby McBurdy. It just seems like he is super consistent this year, really did, as you mentioned before, did a lot of work in the preseason, has gotten stronger. Talk a little bit about Colby, talk about his kicking, his punting, and at what point or how far would you push the limits to let him come into the ballgame and kick a field goal?
Well, the thing is, Colby's done a great job, you know, being perfect on PATs and things like that. And he's got a strong leg because when you sit there and practice and, you know, we're able to kick 35, 40, 50-yard field goals and he's been able to make them. The one thing Colby will tell you, because we've talked about it, when we're on our kicking game and we want to pop up right or pop up left or kick deep this way and that, we've got a place that we're aiming for. We're aiming for the numbers. Sometimes he's hit it in the middle of the field and that throws off the way you're going down on gunners and that type deal. And like I told Colby, one thing people don't understand, the toughest position to play sometime is the kicker because, you know, a game can be lost by one missed extra point or things like that, and it's all about timing and coming off the ball. But he's doing a pretty good job on that, but he's working on it all week long to get better in different things he needs to work on.
Well, I guess what my wife always tells me about the kicker, she says it's the highest pressure and the best player on the field. So I guess I never believed her, but I guess there's something to that. Coach, most fans, sports writers, and those close to programs are saying that this game will set the stage for overall seeding when it comes to playoff time. But we can't count out Lamar Consolidated and Paytow because both of those are much improved teams. However, Huntsville is the reigning district champ, and a lot of their skill players are back. This is the biggest matchup of the week in 10-5A.
There's no doubt this is the biggest game of the week because it's our next game. That's the only reason it's the biggest game. But Huntsville is a great team, and, you know, they won the district championship last year. They finished 9-1. We finished 9-1, but they got the district championship. And one thing I've been talking to our guys about, I don't know the exact year, but someone told me it was been 2013 since Ana Consolidated won a district championship. And, you know, this is the opportunity because, like I tell them, to win a district championship, the only way you're guaranteed a district championship in a tough district is going undefeated. And we got to start out going 1-0 because when you look at our district right now, there's a lot of teams that are sitting there at 3-0 and 2-1. And, you know, so it's going to be a tough district, and we just got to be prepared for this week. The other thing I've told them you got to be prepared about, you know, we're going over to play at Sam Houston State University. And one thing, you know, we talked about Colby McBurdy earlier. Well, those field goals are shorter, but they're taller. It's not the same size field goals as a high school. And so you got to be focused on that because just say if you miss it by 1 yard outside that upright, you know, it'd been good on a high school field, but now it's a college field, and you got to be prepared for that. And like I told them, in this game, special teams is going to be very important because they are a team that likes to come after you on punt blocks, and they can take it to the house on kickoff return and punt return. We got to be focused in our special teams this week.
In last year's game, the first half was a dogfight. You guys were tied at 7 going into halftime. Huntsville obviously made some adjustments at half and came out and scored on their first two drives. Do you look at those types of adjustments when coming up with your game plan for a team as talented as what Huntsville is?
Well, I think a lot of it is, you know, every year's a new year. They got different players and that type deal. They still have some very big guys up front on their defense. But our big thing is, you know, just watching film is we've got to be up-tempo. We've got to move around, try to get them to where they're not getting lined up quick and things like that. And different films that we saw, sometimes that's hurt them. But, you know, they're still a good football team. They got a lot of athletes. And Coach Southern does a great job over there. He's always done a great job coaching those kids. And so this is going to be a big challenge for us this Friday.
Well, it seems that Matthew Southern, their quarterback and the coach's son, has been in high school for like 14 years. He's a senior this year and very talented. It's hard to believe that he's currently tied for 5th in district in passing. He's 38 for 51, 3 touchdowns, 413 yards, and only 2 interceptions thus far. He completes almost 75% of his passes. That's pretty impressive.
Well, I'll be honest with you. You know, watching one of their films, the game that they lost, they had a lot of drop passes that were perfect passes that he threw to them and that type deal. And, you know, then they gave up different things that got them that loss. That was just a tough game on them. But the one thing we've got to be prepared for with the athletes they have out at receivers, they like getting the ball out to them quick. And that's where we've got to play a little bit more press coverage on them and get some pressure on the Southern kid because, you know, just like you said, he's a coach's son, so he knows that offense. He's known it since he's been a little young man, and he's a good football player, and we've got to put a lot of pressure on him.
Well, surprisingly, Huntsville's preseason numbers, both offensively and defensively, are not that impressive. Their offense is sixth in the district, as is their defense, offense averaging 326 yards a game and defense averaging 312.
Well, when you sit there and you look at them, you know, the one thing that's hurt them when you look at stats is, you know, the passing game has hurt them some on yardage, and then on their part of it on their offense, they've thrown the ball a lot more than they've run the ball. So it's one of those things. It's like we tell our kids each and every week, it ain't about our opponent. We got to play our style of football. We got to take what they're going to give us on offense. Defensively, we got to make sure we wrap up because if you go throw a shoulder on them, they can take it to the house at any time.
Well, you mentioned quick passes to the wide receivers. Talk a little bit, as we do weekly, about the matchups, both offensively and defensively. What are you concerned about, or what do you think that the Tigers can exploit?
Well, the big thing is I think you got to get pressure on the Southern kid at quarterback because if you give him time back there to wait and throw the ball around, he's got receivers that can go make plays and that type deal. So our biggest matchup, I think, is going to be in our secondary, making sure that we're covering the right routes and stuff. And we have worked hard all week long on different things that they've shown. They've shown a few trick plays that they've done also, and we got to be prepared for that. And then I think the big thing, like we say in every game, it's going to be the challenge up front. It's going to be on both sides of the ball. We've got to win on the offense line. We've got to win on our defensive line. So that's going to be our big challenge.
Well, when you look at week to week, obviously athletes change, but there are some are the same, as they say. But looking offensively and defensively, it looked like Rouse did a good job of shutting down your receiving core pretty early. With what I would think being one high school in Huntsville, you may see a little better athletes. Are you having to make some adjustments offensively to compensate for maybe a little better athletes and having getting your wide receivers open?
Well, the big thing is they're always going to have great athletes. I can remember all back in the years that I played against Huntsville, they have great athletes. And I think the big thing is, like I told the kids, in the game we saw their entire coaching staff up in the stands watching our game because that was their off week. And they're going to probably be bringing a lot of blitzes on us and doing things like that to put pressure on us. But it's great now having Devin Price back 100% healthy and getting that back in there because now we've got a few wrinkles that we put in that we feel like we can hurt them on. And that's what we got to be able to do.
In wrapping up, the balanced attack that Consol Tigers have continues, and other teams have to be taking notice. Have you had a time where any other team that you had has been this balanced?
Well, you know, it goes back, if you're talking about my teams, you know, it went back to 2012 when we won state. It was crazy. I don't know the exact numbers, but we were almost to the T on – I mean, just giving you an example, just say if we had 2,000 yards that year, we had 1,000 rushing, 1,000 passing. I mean, it was that balance, and that's why we were able to win a state championship that year. And so I'm very pleased with how we have the balance because I don't ever want to be a team that can only throw the ball for 2,000 yards and rush for 100 yards. You know, it's having that balance because that puts a lot of pressures on defenses getting ready for you because they know, well, it don't matter if we stop the run, we got to stop the pass too. So it puts a lot of pressure on them.
Well, there is absolutely no doubt that this is the game of the week in District 10-5A, and we'll have it for you next, live from Bauer Stadium in Huntsville. Game night coverage continues next. For Coach Lee Fedora, I'm Mark Green. You're listening to A&M Consolidated Tiger Football.